Good afternoon. This is James Franklin from the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. update on what is now Tropical Storm Isaac. That's the news this hour. Isaac has weakened to a tropical storm, although nobody here experiencing Isaac in Mississippi or Louisiana would notice the difference. The conditions are pretty much the same, and we want to emphasize that even though Isaac has weakened to a tropical storm, the life-threatening hazards from the rainfall, inland flooding, and the surge continue, and they will continue through this afternoon, through this evening. The surge will continue through tonight. So we don't want anybody to let down their guard, think that things are over, just because the maximum winds have crossed the threshold between a hurricane and a tropical storm. 70-mile-per-hour winds very little difference between what you will experience with a low-end hurricane or a high-end tropical storm. So please let's not anybody think that this event is over. Here's the eye wall of the storm. It's become a little bit less organized over the past couple of hours, now looking like some spiral bands rather than a well-defined eye wall. That's part of what's going on with the weakening process. We still have a very strong band here that's affecting coastal Mississippi. An hour ago, we had a 70-mile-per-hour gust at Gulfport, Mississippi, and so the strongest winds are really occurring in that area, and that will continue to push slowly to the northwest. Isaac continues to move inland. It is going to very slowly pull away, but it's going to take the better part of a full day to move through here. So folks who are on the north side here still have yet to experience the southern half of the circulation of Isaac, and they're in for a very extended period of tropical storm force winds with occasional gusts to hurricane force, the continued very heavy rains, and in certain areas still the storm surge flooding. The key areas for storm surge flooding here are the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain, west bank of the Mississippi, and in coastal Mississippi, where the surge there is still running about 8 feet. All these hazards will continue, and as I said, it's going to take the better part of a day before this weather moves on out. So Isaac has weakened, but the hazards remain. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center.